Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to What's the Res, an ongoing conversation about the current resolutions in the world of high school debate. My name is Josh Herring. I'm a humanities instructor and debate coach at Thales Academy Rollsville, and today I'm going to be doing a mini episode explaining one of the philosophical paradigms that's useful for Lincoln-Douglas debate. This episode will hopefully be of use to those who are prepping for LD, but it's primarily helping me test out some new podcasting equipment and see if I understand how all this works. So with that, let's get into it. Now, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're a regular listener, and you already know that LD stands for Lincoln-Douglas debate. And in Lincoln-Douglas debate, you have to debate a value criterion and a value. So one of the goal of the debate is that you persuade the judge that your value is more important than the other side's value. So both affirmative and neg will run a value. Now, one of the ways that you can get to your value is by borrowing from a standard philosophical perspective. As hopefully you've already realized, philosophy is a very useful and very helpful discipline. And one of the problems with philosophy, if you get deep into it, is that you learn there are no singular answers in philosophy. Instead, there are thousands, perhaps, definitely hundreds of philosophers, each who have certain ideas, and they're interacting with other people. Now, in the midst of those hundreds, thousands of different ideas, there are a few that have risen to the top as being some of the most persuasive ways to analyze some of the problems that come up in debate. So today I want to begin by addressing one of those, and it has to do with an ethical perspective that's called consequentialism. So in the subfield of philosophy called ethics, we're dealing with questions of right and wrong, good and bad. These are questions that are primarily about human behavior. What should we do? What should we not do? Should I take that action? Is that action a bad action? Those are all questions of ethics. Now, one of the ways that we approach an ethical question is by considering what are the consequences of an action. Now, if we're to do that, then the trick involved in that kind of an ethical conundrum is that we have to weigh, are the consequences of an action going to be beneficial or are they going to be harmful? One of the major thinkers for a consequentialist ethic is an Englishman named John Stuart Mill. He wrote a famous essay called On Utilitarianism, where he argues for a strand of consequentialist thought that's called utilitarianism. He argues that the way you decide what is the best avenue for action is what causes the greatest good for the greatest number of people. Now, this in a nutshell is the consequentialist ethic, where the consequentialist ethic is all about figuring out how can we have the greatest results, the most positive results for the most people. And the flip side of consequentialism is that consequentialism tries to cause as little pain to as few people as possible. So in terms of Lincoln-Douglas debate, this becomes a very helpful debate paradigm where you can then evaluate a plan of action based on the consequences that you can foresee. This plan is good because it will cause positive results, and then your case then becomes a list of advantages. If you're on neg and you're running a consequentialist framework, you could then say this plan is bad because it will harm people in these ways, and your plan consists mostly of disadvantages caused by affirming the resolution. Now, a consequentialist ethic is a very common paradigm. It's a very frequent, a lot of people use this one. It is prone to one key flaw. And at least if it's worth noting on defense that if you run up against someone who runs a consequentialist framework, you should be ready to nail them with this during cross. And a consequentialist framework does not actually assert that anything is good or bad in and of itself. It's good or bad based on the consequences. So, for example, a consequentialist would have a lot of trouble saying that an action is itself morally bad. A consequentialist would have to think about, okay, is thievery wrong? Is stealing wrong? Well, and if he's consistent in his consequentialism, he's not really going to be willing to affirm or deny that statement. Instead, his consequentialism is going to lead him down a road of saying, well, what are the consequences? Does stealing harm lots of people? One person? How does it work? Is stealing, maybe if we look at it from one point of view, stealing benefits the thief, so maybe it's not entirely bad. So consequentialism rejects one of the burdens that most Lincoln Douglas resolutions have buried in them. If you've done LD more than once, odds are pretty good that you've had a resolution with the word ought in it. And the word ought is an important word, and because it asserts an ideal state. The word ought asserts that we're dealing with what should be the case rather than what is the case. So if you are running a case on a Lincoln Douglas resolution that has the word ought in it, and your opponent brings up a consequentialist argument, you've got an immediate angle of attack. The resolution's not about what is the case or what will be the case. The resolution is about what should be the case. So a consequentialist framework can be very helpful for developing a quick list of advantages and disadvantages, dealing with very practical, research-heavy data that may or may not be foreseeable. But its big fatal flaw is that often a consequentialist approach is outside the resolution for a Lincoln-Douglas debate. Now, a second flaw that consequentialism suffers is that it often assumes it assumes foreknowledge that really can't be assumed. And this is one of the places where I see students use statistical research poorly, where they assert that because they have evidence, that evidence must be true. That's really not a safe assumption to make. Instead, and it's one that consequentialism falls prey to, consequentialism assumes that the future is foreseeable to a certain extent, and that if we correctly foresee the future, we can make choices. If you've been alive for very long, you've probably already realized that we cannot foresee the future very accurately. We can make educated guesses, but often the future does not look the way people expect. So consequentialism may very well sanction some moral evil based on assuming that that will prevent some greater evil. Well, in response to that, there's always an avenue to say, well, wait a minute, you cannot say with absolute certainty that that moral evil that we're trying to prevent is actually going to occur. The classic philosophy problem here is, would you, if you had the ability to go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you do it? And of course, the consequentialist can look at that and say, well, if you kill Hitler, you've just saved 6 million Jews and several hundred thousand other people from dying, and possibly hundreds of millions in World War II and the aftermath of World War II over the rest of the 20th century. So yes, of course you should kill baby Hitler. At which point, someone else could easily respond like, wait a minute, you don't know. I mean, if you go and kill baby Hitler, you have killed an infant, and he hasn't done any of the things that make him guilty and are why you're killing him. So you are accumulating much moral guilt on your conscience, but you can't know that he actually would have grown up to become the monster that he did in the future where you didn't kill him. So consequentialism can be really helpful, but it also has some flaws, as it does every philosophical paradigm. Hopefully, this mini episode was helpful to you in your preparation as you're thinking through which value and value criterion and philosophical framework to select. You've been listening to a mini episode of What's the Res? An ongoing conversation about the current resolutions in the world of high school debate. My name is Josh Herring, and I look forward to joining you next time for more What's the Res?